Tantor Audio presents The Bookseller by Mark Pryor. Narrated by Michael Pritchard. Chapter 1. The largest of Notre Dame's bells tolled noon just as Hugo reached the end of the bridge, the brittle air seeming to hold on to the final clang longer than usual. He paused and looked across the busy Paris street into Café Panisse. The yellow carriage lights above its windows beckoned as dim figures moved about inside, customers choosing tables and waiters flitting around like dancers. Hot coffee was tempting, but this was the first day of a vacation Hugo didn't want, with nothing to do and nowhere to go. And he didn't much want to sit at a table by himself and think about that. He squared his shoulders against the wind and turned right, leaving the café behind, heading west alongside the river. He glanced over the parapet as he walked, the growl of a motor launch floating up from below as the boat's propellers thrashed at the icy waters of the Seine. On cold days like this, he wondered how long a man could survive in the river's oily waters, struggling against the deceptively strong current before succumbing to its frigid grip. It was a grim thought and one he quickly dismissed. After all, this was Paris. There was too much boat traffic. Too many people like him admiring the river from its multitude of bridges, for a flailing man to go unnoticed for long. 5 minutes later, he spotted a riverside bookstall. Four green metal boxes bolted to the low wall and crammed with books, their colorful spines like the feathers of a bird fanned out on the shelves to attract passers-by. The stall's owner was stooped over a box, the hem of his worn gray coat brushing the pavement. A shoelace had come undone, but the man ignored it, even as his fingers scrabbled through the postcards.